Welcome to the Media Line. I'm Charles Biblezer, Managing Editor, and joining me today is Dov Lipman, former Israeli parliamentarian and an expert on the country's political system. Dov, after three consecutive elections in Israel, coalition negotiations between Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Blue and White Chief Benny Gantz have intensified. However, there still appears to be some sticking points. What issues have been overcome and what gaps still need to be bridged?
At this point in time, the number one issue between Gantz and Netanyahu relates to the courts. The Likud is interested in having some kind of a mechanism which ensures that conservative judges will be put on the courts, especially the Supreme Court, and that means changing the way the judges are appointed, including a desire for a Likud veto on any justices that are chosen. And Benny Gantz is staying strong and refusing to allow that to happen. Before this, there was also a sticking point in terms of the Trump Middle East plan and the possibility of exercising Israeli sovereignty on areas in the West Bank. It seems that at this point, Benny Gantz has compromised on that and is willing to move forward with any decisions that Israeli government makes on that front with American agreement. So that seems to have been smoothed out, and the issue right now where Gantz is not budging is the issue of the courts, and that could be the issue which does lead to no success in these negotiations and the inability to form a government.
How important is the formation of a national unity government as the country battles the coronavirus outbreak?
It is absolutely critical that a national unity government be formed for Israel at this time. We are facing, just like the rest of the world, we are facing an economic and health crisis like our country has never known. And the prospect of this being managed by an interim government that has not been formally elected into place, but is just a carryover from the past, and the prospect of facing a fourth election is something which I believe will be catastrophic for the country. We need a strong, elected, wide-ranging government to deal with the crisis, number one, and we also need healing. After a year of elections and mudslinging from all sides, it's time for the healing to begin and unity as we as a people together confront this crisis.
And finally, what happens if Netanyahu and Gantz are unable to reach a coalition agreement?
If Netanyahu and Gantz are not able to reach an agreement, there's a little bit of a timeline here. Gantz will ask the president for an extension. He currently has the mandate to form a government. That extension will continue towards the end of April. If he doesn't succeed at that point, the mandate will switch over to Netanyahu. That's very significant because at that point, Likud takes over the internal running of the Knesset Arrangements Committee, which is the interim House Committee, while there's no new government in place, and that gives them control over the agenda in the Knesset. There's no way at that point Blue and White can bring any legislation forward that is anti-Netanyahu or someone like Netanyahu with his indictment serving as prime minister, and that takes away the leverage that Blue and White has. Netanyahu would then have his mandate to try to form a government. I don't know how he would be successful unless Gantz just decides he just needs to compromise on the various issues. Then that takes us to the end of May. At that point, it would shift to the Knesset for 21 days to see if anybody there can form a government. At this point, we're ready in June. I mean, there's a long, long timeline here that can drag this out for a long time. Hopefully, they'll find some basis for compromise and be able to govern Israel during this critical, critical time in our history.
Dov Lipman, former Israeli parliamentarian and an expert on the country's political system, thank you very much for being with the Media Line. I'm Charles Biblezer.